from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history, showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bell Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Maurice Cole, age 42 at the time of this interview.
I've been living in Hazelwood all my life. Well, I used to have a dirt bike club for about 15 years. It was called the Hazelwood DB Riders. I just stopped the program maybe 2 to 3 years ago, and that was just because I couldn't get enough volunteers to help me out with taking the kids out riding. There's nothing like being able to uplift some children, because when I was a kid, I didn't have a mother or a father. I was raised by my grandmother. So the people at the YMCA, they took time out to be bothered with kids like me and other kids in the neighborhood to make something for us to do. They gave to me, so I feel like it's my obligation to give back. They took the time out to show me and to give me love, structure, discipline. That felt good. You know, when I became an adult, I already knew that that was something I was going to be doing. I think it's only right when you're a child and people be bothered with you to teach you different things. I think it's only right when you become an adult, if you have any free time, give the kids some of your free time. The dirt bike program, actually, it started behind my aunt's house. My older son, Maurice, when he was 8 years old, I had bought him a dirt bike. And I started riding with him. And then as I got to riding with him, other kids started wanting to go with us. They was like, you know, can I go? Can I go? And, you know, I had no problem with taking kids with me because somebody took me. You know, there was grown-ups that took me with their kids when I was younger. So I would take different kids with me. And then, you know, over time, some kids' parents bought them bikes. And before you know it, it started being like a snowball effect. You know, more and more kids start coming. I started taking more kids then. So I had a lot of, you know, parent involvement, the dads and different things. That's how it became about, because any program I'm involved in, it has to be parent participation. I stress that we're not babysitters. And then when parents get involved, I believe programs run better. And I say that because there's nothing like seeing your parents sit there and see you play. Because kids want somebody to cheer for them, too. You know, other kids got their parents there and their parents like, oh, good shot, Kevin. You know, way to go. And then other kids ain't got their parents there. And meanwhile, their parents is sitting at home watching, you know, the Ricky Lake show or something like that, or MTV Raps or something like that. That's not fair to the child. So a lot of programs I'm involved in, I try to make it to where, you know, come. You know, if you got to work, that's one thing. But if you just sitting home on a couch, no, that's not going to work. My thing is parent participation, and I have no problem with going to your parent and letting them know why, you know, it's important that they be here. But I will say that the parents, you know, I have to call whatever and let them know how important it is, and we have a one-on-one talk. People are, you know, getting involved. So a lot of parents, I will gladly say, are stepping up. People's just tired of all the nonsense that's just going on. And it's not just in Hazelwood, it's in the world, period. I know so many of the kids, and I know their parents, grandparents, the wearers. They give me the utmost respect. But in the same token, I give them that respect. And, you know, I try to get them some good advice because, you know, I don't want them to end up in them penitentiaries, you know. Because, like I always stress, you know, they're closing schools and building penitentiaries, you know. If that ain't telling you something, you know, you ain't paying attention. You can do something that will only take you 15 minutes to get in trouble, and it could cost you 20 years of your life. When I was a young man, 89 is when the gangbangers started. And that's when they had Crips, Bloods, you know, things like that. let me see, how could I put this? Hazelwood, it's nothing compared to where it used to be. Like, you wasn't even allowed out here unless you was coming out here with somebody that had some pull. You wasn't just coming out here. They like, yo, what you doing? Where you from? You know, you get off that bus stop on 2nd Avenue, they like, yo, who that? And they step to you like, yo, who's you? Who you coming to see? Who you know? So a lot of people wouldn't even come. Like, now, it's a whole lot better. And it's very gratifying to know that I'm still around, because I seen the bad part. And for me to be around now, to see it come back around, and to try to be part of the solution, to help it come around, that's very gratifying. And it's good to see, because, you know, y'all kids deserve a chance, man. Y'all deserve to, you know, be able to go and play without worrying about people shooting. Right now, it's a beautiful time in Hazelwood, and I can definitely see that it's going to get a whole lot better.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Hassan Jackson and Sterling Jones. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.